Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bryant Rasmussen, and he's, of course, the director for Atlantic's Park and Rec. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Hey, good so far, but I got that text at 4 a.m. that says we're going to have a blizzard.
Yeah, the blizzard's not so nice, but I will take a little bit of snow.
Little snow. That's good because you have lots of suggestions and equipment that people can use when you have snow.
Absolutely. We've been working on trying to increase our winter recreation opportunities for people because studies have shown that even though it's cold outside, going out and still being physically active is a way to kind of help keep you a little bit healthier. And so our job right now is to try and offer as many of those opportunities to people to get them out and having fun in the snow like they were little kids.
Yeah, I got an email from somebody the other day talking about going in the snow, and I asked them if they made a snow angel. Did you make snow angels when you were a kid?
I still make snow angels to this.
Hey, I love that. Love that. So let's talk about some of the equipment that you do have available.
So we do have, obviously, of course, we have ice skates. Because of the pandemic, we haven't set up our ice skating rink this year, but that doesn't mean that if people are still wanting to go out and ice skate somewhere, we still have that obviously available for people to check out. The one thing that we have kind of dusted off, we found in the back corner of a shed, are our cross-country skis. So we do have, when it does snow, we groom about 2 miles worth of trails in Sunnyside, but there's obviously plenty of other places around Atlantic and around Cass County where people can take advantage of those. But we have the shoes, the poles, the skis. We have everything that you can need, and you can just, you know, try it out. And, you know, no one ever laughs at anybody that falls on the cross-country skis because, you know, it takes a little bit to getting used to, but I can honestly say that it is a ton of fun.
Uh-huh. And do you have some, like, for younger kids, or they are all adult size?
We have for all ages.
All right.
My 5-year-old has hopped on skis and tried it out, and we've gone all the way up to 65, 70-year-olds that have been out testing out the cross-country skis.
Great. I'm thinking about those 5-year-olds. I think it's easier for them to jump back up than for the 75-year-olds.
Yeah, but I think the 65, 70-year-olds laugh a lot harder when they fall. So.
And when it's snow, hey, it's just part of the fun.
Exactly.
So that's great. Okay, so that's something that's people, you know, I haven't done it often, but I did do that because I tried downhill, and downhill was not for me. Cross country is a lot easier, I think.
It's definitely a different element, that's for sure. But it's a great way to take in the scenery and the environment, and it's nice, it's peaceful and relaxing. Mm-hmm. And something that we're hoping to continue to push, and hopefully people will take advantage of it. And they have so far. We've had, after that first snowfall, I think we had 23 people that have come in and checked out cross-country skis, which is fantastic.
Fantastic, you bet. What about sledding? You know, we all used to have lots of hills identified for sledding. Are there still some places that you recommend?
Well, obviously, Sunnyside has a fantastic hill, and people take advantage of it. Pellet has a great hill as well, and obviously all of the school grounds have their own hills that you can take advantage of. But the nice thing about Atlantic is we're blessed with plenty of hills to find.
That's true.
There's always, you know, sledding that you can take advantage of. We do have 3 sleds and a saucer for people to check out if you don't have a sled but you're still wanting to get out and take advantage of it. That is also an option.
Okay. You know, one of the nice things about these kinds of activities is, especially I'm thinking like the cross-country skis, you can try it out without going investing a lot of money, and maybe you'll want your own eventually, but what a great way to try something out.
And that's the thing that we've definitely been trying to promote is you can do it free of charge. So you can test it out, you can see whether you like it, and, you know, if you want to upgrade to some nicer equipment, that's your choice, or you can keep coming back and using our equipment. That's fine with us, but we definitely want people to understand that we sometimes use the wrong word and we say you can rent them, but really it's you can check them out and use them. It's free of charge.
All right. So is there some other equipment that we need to talk about for winter activities?
So we also, We also make a Fox and Goose trail out in Sunnyside. If you haven't played Fox and Goose before, it's essentially just a winter version of tag. But we do make that so that way people can use it. And the Fox and Goose area and the cross country ski area, we do have some QR codes that are put up right now. So if you don't know how to play Fox and Goose, you can use the QR code with your smartphones, pop it up. It gives you the rules on how to play it. If you're looking for a tutorial on how to cross-country ski, it gives you some tips. We also have a QR code for that pops up with a how-to YouTube video just to kind of help people figure out exactly what they're doing.
No excuse to say, oh, I don't know how to do that.
Exactly. We got it out there for you.
All right. Great. So if summer or winter, I guess, if people want to borrow equipment, what's the best way to do that?
So you can contact us through Facebook. It's, you know, especially in the summertime, that's probably the most efficient way just because we're in and out quite a bit. Otherwise, you can call the park office at 243-3542, leave a message, and we will get back to you as soon as we possibly can. And then we can set up an arrangement after that to get you whatever it is that you're looking for.
Okay. Now, let's look ahead a little bit. I know you had a taste of weather changing here during this week. I'm sure you were really thinking ahead. But what's on the agenda here when it does get to be spring? It's not that far away.
It'll be here before we know it, that's for sure. So a couple things that we've been really working hard right now behind the scenes, because, you know, sometimes I think people think just because it's wintertime that we kind of take it easy. But we really spend a lot of time putting stuff together so that way when the weather does get nice, we can throw it out there right away. And so one of the things we're wanting to get out early on in the springtime is we put in a donation post out at the dog park, and the citizens that have used the dog park have been extremely gracious, and we've actually garnered about $450 worth of donations. And so we've been able to turn that into quite a bit of equipment that we'll be able to push out to the dog park here in the springtime. So hopefully we'll be able to get that stuff taken care of right now. And then when the weather's nice and the ground's a little bit softer, we'll be able to throw some new equipment out there and just make it a little bit more fun for our furry friends.
Yeah, that sounds great. What anything else in the Shelburg area? Are there, you know, I know there you were working on some repairs and that kind of thing. Anything happening or going to be happening?
We are, you know, we're looking to kind of update our registration for the campground. So we're going to start working on getting more of an online registration. Hopefully, will allow us to streamline a lot of the behind the scenes things that we have to deal with during the summer. But the one thing that we are also working on is we have one more of those metal Atlantic signs that we've been putting up. We have two currently in Sunnyside. There's one on the west side out of Schaumburg's, and we're currently working on trying to come up with a landscaping idea for the east side on the campground, looking for something a little bit more decorative, maybe trying to tie in the whole rock quarry theme with it. And so hopefully we'll get that popped up and have a nice little welcome to the Schaumburg Recreation sign on the east side of the campground or the east side of the park as well.
Okay. Do you have usually in somewhere there in Schaumburg and other places the trail maps?
Yeah, so there we have maps on both sides, and then we currently are in the works of trying to update those maps because they are a little bit older and we have added some more trails to it. And so we are working, trying to put a map together, and then hopefully we'll be able to get those up this summer as well. And then we are working with some other people that are wanting to get some more signage out in Sunnyside with maybe some mileage markers or some other things, so that way people that are going out there, if you're looking to walk a certain distance, we actually have some signage throughout the trail that kind of helps direct people.
Okay. Let's talk about bicycles.
Absolutely, let's do it.
Because soon, again, that'll be the time to be out there on your bicycle, and you have some of those for loan, as I understand.
We do. Once again, free of charge, we have about 15 bikes, all sizes. So whether you are just learning to start riding a bike and you need training wheels, we have those, and then we have all the way up through adults. And then, you know, so that was, you know, big thanks to the police department for working with us on trying to get us some bikes that they had down in the basement of City Hall. And then a huge thank you to the Kiwanis organization, who actually donated all the helmets that we have currently, so we can equip anybody that wants to check out those bikes with helmets as well.
Okay, so plan ahead as well as stay active right now. So we want to thank you very much, Bryant Rasmussen, Director for Parks and Rec, for visiting with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, attitude is a choice. A good attitude is a good choice.